Tons of bad luck, they say.
They are?
Yes.
I don't know much about them.
What's that hickory?
Pecans.
Pecans.
You know, pulling pecans makes your fingers black.
Well, hickory's there too. Pulling hickory oil will take a damage, you know, around your hand.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the hull. What's inside the hull? What comes next?
You mean a hickory?
No, in a walnut.
Just a big old black, there's a big old black thing about that big round, and it's got a hard hull on it then out in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's something more like a pond.
Mm-hmm.
The walnuts.
You know, and then you have to bust it again to get the,
mm-hmm,
what we call a goody inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come out.
I was just wondering what you call that hard thing that you have to break.
It's a hull, I guess.
You know, it would be a, that'd be the walnut we'd be busting, you know.
Well, the walnut be the, outside be the hull.
Yeah.
Be the, I don't want it. The hull is on the outside, the green, the outside hull, and then I don't know what you call that.
And there's two holes on it. There's one,
yeah,
one hull made like kind of like a, well, we couldn't describe that one, but there's one hull in it.
You saw black walnuts, Henry.
Yeah, I've gathered them and got those old brown stains on my fingers. Wear most of the winter.
Yeah, I know, they're hard to get out. I don't know what you'd call
so
the
you,
inside.
You got the idea about how they were,
yeah,
made there, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what you'd call that, though.
Did you used to get anything special on Christmas in your stocking? Any fruit?
Oh, we did. Well, when I was growing up, needed a sock, I didn't have to get much because our people are poor people.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like this now. We'd get an apple and orange and English walnuts too. And something we call nigger toes in them days.
Yeah.
They've got a name for them, but we,
yeah,
call
now
them
they're Brazil nuts and they're, yeah, still nigger toes to me.
We'd get a little candy, and nothing like what kids get nowadays.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering about the orange in the sock, if that was common.
Yeah, that's what we'd done. We'd want one of our, somebody's big sock, you know, so we'd get all the,
yeah,
everybody'd get the same, but we'd think we'd get more bigger socks than that, bigger, more things we'd get. Well, we'd just,
Santa Claus can leave more, huh?
Yeah, Santa Claus would leave more for the bigger sock I had. But, there was,
oh, how excited I'd be when Christmas would come, you know, and find my sock, and how happy a boy would be, you know, and have,
yeah,
little presents in there. I can remember it, and the boys would scratch it older than you, you know, they'd scratch in the far place up there, you know, make marks like Santa Claus McKinley, and I'd get up and see, you know, see how he done it. It looked like he'd get black up there. I just wondered how he had us kids old. And after I knew,
you don't believe in Santa Claus anymore,
though. Oh, my girls do.
And
I
listen,
mean,
after
older,
I learned what,
older people.
Yeah.
After I learned what it was, it never was some more fun to me.
Yeah.
You see, I had fun as long as I didn't know. When I learned it, it was a bogus thing.
Yeah.
We still play it on our kids, our grandkids. Santa Claus, we give them back, isn't it?
They all know better than we had from the cradle up nowadays.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they watch the newspapers, I think, and see all
these
pictures.
People don't believe in Santa Claus anymore. They say that's paganism.
Yeah. My girls do.
Yeah, it's always fun for their children.
Oh, they're happy when they don't know. They just know.
They say nowadays it's just teaching children lies.
Huh?
Furthermore. Well, we know it is, for example, but we've been taught it since.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Well, it's a good story, ain't it?
Sure.
That Sunday school. I see, you know where it comes from, if you tell me who started, what part of the world started that Santa Claus.
Oh, giving little presents? I don't know. But the word itself, I think, is, what is it, Greek?
Greek, I believe.
Well, you know, when the Lord was born, they got on Christmas Day, they carried him gifts.
Uh-huh.
He was born on Christmas Day, and so they carried him these gifts and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason we've done it from time on, from generation to
No, they call it